want to ask you, if you send a letter, but I suppose especially if you send like a text or an email or a WhatsApp to especially, I wonder how do you sign off at the end, especially something like a text or a WhatsApp message. Not always, but quite often, I sign off with one of those. And I do so deliberately, and I've started to do this more and more recently. I've started to sign off with on a WhatsApp or a text or whatever with a smiley face because I know that people love it when you smile. Don't they? Look at that. There's people smiling already just because I've said that. Don't they? People love it when you smile. I'm sure we should all smile more often. I'm sure we should. When you smile at somebody, what does it do? Well, it encourages them, doesn't it? It gives them a lift. And quite often, when somebody, you smile at somebody, quite often they smile back. And that's even nicer, isn't it? You smile at somebody and they smile back. And we were saying to the boys and girls earlier on, do you know that God the Father smiles on his followers? And as we've been thinking about enjoying God and what that means, what that looks like to enjoy him, we're thinking this morning about enjoying the Father's smile. And if you've got a Bible nearby, if you'd like to turn it up to Ephesians 1, page 1173 is where you'll find it. 1173 in the Pew Bibles, 1173. It's Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. Now, believe it or not, in the original Greek, that big passage that we read together earlier on, it's all one sentence. That's one sentence. We're not going to look at the whole sentence today. We're going to focus especially on verses 3 to 5 of it. And we've called this, as I've said, as we think about enjoying God and what that looks like, we've called that this morning, I want to enjoy the Father's smile. Now, where do we start with the Father's smile? Well, just there, because that's the first thing, the Father's smile. If you're a Christian today, if you're a follower of Jesus today, how come? Where did it actually start? Where did it actually begin? This is where it began. It actually began, believe it or not, with the Father's smile. With the Father's smile upon you. Because anybody who becomes a follower of the Lord Jesus, it all begins with the Father's smile upon us. And I don't know about you, but that makes me smile just thinking about it. And if you look there at verses 3 to 5 of Ephesians 1, 1173, here's what we read. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship. So, how do you become a follower of the Lord Jesus? It all begins with the Father's smile. It all begins with the Father looking upon you with love. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. It all begins with the Father's smile. And notice what it says there. It goes on to say, talking about the Father, that he chose his people to be holy and blameless in his sight. Now I was thinking about that. If God the Father chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight, that's got to be, and Tim Chester put this forward in his book that I've been saying as the inspiration for these talks. That's got to be, if God chose us to be like that, that must mean we weren't like that at the start. So the Father chose us to be holy and blameless whenever we were unholy and blameworthy. So the Father chose us to be his people when we weren't smiling at him. Isn't that amazing? That God the Father smiles upon us when we were and are unholy and blameworthy. It all starts, you see, with the Father's smile. Before we ever smiled at the Father, he smiled on us when we were unholy and blameworthy. It puts a smile in your heart, doesn't it? When Jesus' followers realize that we don't live under the Father's scowl, as we said to the boys and girls earlier, rather we live under the Father's smile. If you're following Jesus today, God the Father is smiling upon you. What a thought that is. Let me pause and tell you about an incident on our family farm when I was a nipper. I would say, well, I'm hoping I was really young when I did this, because I'm looking for an excuse, because it wasn't a great thing to do. But whenever I wasn't that old, my granda Hannah and I, well, there's a hose in our lower yard and it's still there. And granda Hannah and I can't remember what we wanted the hose for. It was either to wash out a livestock trailer or to wash the lower yard. I really can't remember what it was for. But we both wanted the hose at the same time to do the same job. So I got a hold of the hose anyway. And when I got a hold of the hose, I turned it on my granda Hannah full pelt. And I soaked him. He was ringing. He was soaked. Absolutely ringing. What a wee rascal I was. I was a wee rascal. And I soaked him. Absolutely was ringing. Now, the reason I remember that incident isn't just because I soaked granda Hannah with the hose, I did, and he wasn't happy. But the reason I remember that incident so well is because of the deep, generous love my granda Hannah lavished upon me afterwards that I so didn't deserve. Wee rascal. That's where it sticks in my mind. I remember the soaking, but I remember far more the love afterwards that I just didn't deserve. I really didn't. You see, grandfathers are like that, aren't they? And folks, God the Father is perfectly like that. God the Father loves his sons and daughters even though we have turned the hose on him. We've all let God our Father down, haven't we? We've all turned the hose on him. Sometimes we've huffed with him. We've huffed with God our Father, haven't we? Sometimes we've doubted God our Father's goodness to us or to the loved ones in our families. Sometimes we have willingly, deliberately disobeyed God our Father. We've all turned the hose on him, haven't we? I want you just to take a minute or two, and each one of us, this will be different for all of us, but let's just take a moment or two, Ryan, we'll pause to do this. Let's take a moment or two now to think of three ways that you have turned the hose on God your Father over the past week. We can all think of them. Just take a second or two. How have you turned the hose on God your Father over the past week? I'm going to think about mine. You think about yours. Just for a moment. I could, without any bother, think of four there. Don't know how many you got. I got four just like that. Now, because of that, because we've turned the hose on God our Father, we might assume that because we've done that over the past week, and we do that every week, let's face it, if you're following Jesus today, you might look at yourself and think, well, do you know what? I'm such a disappointment to my Heavenly Father. He's bound to be really frustrated with me. I think, you know, he just kind of tolerates me. And then we read Ephesians chapter 1. And we are reminded as followers of Jesus, if we're following him today, that as a member of the Father's family, we actually don't live under the Father's scowl, we live under the Father's smile. And that's something. And because of that, because of that, we have real confidence and security and joy in knowing that your life as a Christian begins and continues under your Heavenly Father's loving smile. If you're a follower of Jesus today, why is it? Where did it start? It all began with the Father smiling upon you. That's where it started. Okay, let's dig a wee bit deeper now into the passage, because there are some really satisfying layers to this. So the Father's smile, let's move on then, secondly, to appreciating the Father's smile. Appreciating his smile. You see, if you appreciate something, if you understand something, the joy and the experience it brings you are far deeper. I mean, for example, let's say you go to see your favourite team play. It could be football, rugby, it could be anything. Now, it used to be the case, it's been a few years now, but it used to be the case, whenever I went to Old Trafford, I went with great expectation. I went expecting to see free-flowing football, lots of attacks, lots of great wing play, lots of dangerous crosses into the box, and a whole stack of goals. And because I have some idea about football and how it works and what makes a good, exciting team and how you would set them up, because I have some understanding of that, I really lapped that up. It was brilliant. When you understand something, your appreciation of it and the benefit you get from it grows. However, contrast me sitting in Old Trafford with me sitting in the Louvre in Paris. And somebody plunks me down in front of the Mona Lisa and says, look at that. Would you look at that? Now, I could look at that for a month. And I know it's great art because people say it is. But apart from the Mona Lisa's rather beguiling smile, I have no idea what makes that great art. I haven't a clue. If some of you know, please tell me afterwards. I have no idea. I could go, I could sit there for a month in front of Mona Lisa. I'm sure it would be fantastic in some ways, but I wouldn't really get it. And because I don't get it, because I don't understand it, because I don't appreciate it, my whole experience would be greatly reduced. Now, it's like that with God our Father too. If we can appreciate why God our Father smiles on us, it will make the whole experience far more wonderful. Now, we've already said that God the Father wraps up his children in his rich, wonderful, delighted smile. And it's because of his grace we don't deserve it, his love that we don't deserve. But when we understand, when we appreciate why the Father smiles on his people so warmly, it utterly enhances and deepens our enjoyment and the experience that we have of God our Father. So here's the question. Why does God our Father smile so warmly and deeply and joyfully on his followers, his children? Well, here's the answer. Answer, because of who we are in his Son, Jesus. Just look with me at verses 4 and 5. Look at verse 4, the very end of verse 4. Last couple of words. And then into verse 5. In love, he, God the Father, predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. Why does God our Father smile on his followers? It all comes through Jesus Christ. The picture it's using there is of somebody living in that time and culture, and they were not part of a family. But they get adopted into that family. They're not sons and daughters by birth, but they become sons and daughters by adoption, and that makes them so privileged. That's the picture here. And that's just a picture for us. When we come to trust in Jesus, we weren't part of God's family. We weren't one of his natural children, if you like, but God adopts us into his family. And Jesus is the agent or the channel of adoption that the Father used when he adopted us. Jesus is the channel through whom the Father's love is given to his followers and received and enjoyed by us. I mean, I don't have time to do it this morning, but you can do this later on if you like. In verses 1 to 14, Christ or Jesus is mentioned in some form or other 15 times. 15 times in 14 verses, Jesus or Christ and that kind of thing are mentioned. And then, in Christ or in him, that phrase is used no less than 11 times in verses. The point is really simple. That before we come to know Jesus, we are in Adam. We're spiritually dead. We belong to the wrong family. Old, fallen humanity. It's all messed up. But the moment we trust in Jesus, we're in Christ. And our spiritual veins, they now throb with spiritual life. We're one of the Father's beloved children. And so Paul's point to all of us in this is that God the Father loves Jesus, his Son. So when we're in Christ, the Father lavishes his love upon us in just the same way as he lavishes his love upon his Son Jesus. Just imagine that. If you love Jesus today, God the Father loves you with the same love he has for Jesus. I can't take that in. If that wasn't in the Bible, I wouldn't believe it. If that wasn't written here in black and white, I wouldn't believe it. I would say that's too much. But the passage tells us it's not. That's the way it is. When we're in Christ, God the Father showers his love on Jesus, and because we're in Christ, we get the full benefit of that love. And so Tim Chester, who's written this wonderful book that I would encourage you to buy and read called Enjoying God, Tim Chester suggests the Father's children need to go sunbathing. That just as life and heat radiate from the sun, so love and goodness radiate from God the Father. And because Christians are in Christ, the Father's life and love, as they radiate out on Jesus, they radiate out on us too. Here's the way he puts it. Close your eyes, sit back in your chair, and feel the warmth of the Father's love on your skin. That's pretty nice, isn't it? Sunbathing in the Father's love, really. So I wonder, can you better appreciate today, or maybe freshly appreciate, why the Father, if you're following Jesus, why the Father's love on you is so rich and warm and wonderful? It's because you're in Christ. And as the Father radiates his love out on Christ, he radiates it out on you in just the same way. And so as the Father's rich, deep, overflowing love envelops Jesus, so the Father's rich, deep, overflowing love, it envelops you too. Does that help you understand God your Father better and appreciate more the smile of his love upon you? I pray it does. Because it's wonderful. It's exciting, this, isn't it? So how are we to respond to this? How are we to respond to the Father smiling upon us and appreciating that smile comes through Jesus? How are we to respond to this? Well, thirdly and finally, let's think about returning our Father's smile, returning the Father's smile. Let's think about that for a second. So the Father smiles on us. We don't deserve it. The smile comes through Jesus because we're in Christ. The Father's love, I was thinking, it kind of wraps us up like a warm blanket to give us security and like a beach towel to give us excitement and pleasure for now and the future. So the Father's love, and I would say, it wraps us up like a warm blanket to give us security, and it also wraps us up like a beach towel to give us excitement for now and for the future. Because everybody's excited when they go to the sea. And as we understand and appreciate more the Father's smile upon us, we want to return it. We want to say, thank you, Father, for smiling upon us. Now, being thankful to God our Father, I think, draws us closer and closer to him as a generous giver of absolutely every good thing we have. So as the Father smiles on us and we say, thank you, Father, that draws us closer to him all the more. I want you to think for a second about something really nice somebody has given to you. It might have been last week or last year. It might have been 50 years ago. I want you to think just for a second about something really nice somebody has given to you. And I want you to think about how, when you thought about that, thought about the lovely, kind gift, it mightn't have been a big thing. It might have just been something really thoughtful. But wherever that was, as you thought about that gift, it brought you closer to the person who gave it to you. Because that's how it works, isn't it? If somebody gives us something thoughtful, it brings us closer to them. We return their smile, if you like. I remember coming home from school one day Might have been in primary school. Can't quite remember. It's a long time ago anyway. But I came home from school one day and it was my birthday. And I could hear a little calf mooing. I could hear it when I came home. And Mummy said to me, "Your Granda Morris bought you something for your birthday. You should go out and see it." So out I went into the calf house, and there was a lovely wee black white head heifer. And for those of you who are uninitiated, a black white head is out of a Friesian cow to a Hereford bull, and they make great mothers. And so I looked at this little black white head heifer calf, maybe a fortnight old, and I thought to myself, there is a little mother I can start and build a suckler herd from, which I did. Now, Granda Morris and I were always really close. But you see, through that generous gift he gave me, it brought us even closer still. It's so special, I vividly remember it, maybe nearly 40 years on. And it's like that with God our Father, isn't it? God our Father smiles on us. He gives us every good thing that we have. The Belgic Confession, which was written about 80 years before our own Westminster Confession of Faith, we kind of follow in the Presbyterian Church. The Belgic Confession describes it like this. He talks about God as the overflowing fountain of all good. So every good thing that we have is because of our Father's smile on us. Any good thing you have, it comes from the Father. So, how can we return the Father's smile? Well, as we close 3 ways, the first two are ways you can return your Father's smile if you're already following him. So, if you're already following God the Father, already following Jesus, why don't you take some time each day this week to thank your Father for the good things you enjoy? Now, those good things, they could be anything. It could be a bowl of cornflakes in the morning, or maybe a big fry. It's easier to thank God for a big fry, isn't it, probably, than a bowl of cornflakes, whatever it is. So a big fry in the morning. Or the sun on your back that we were having earlier, certainly. Or maybe you could thank God your Father this week for your family and friends who love you and show it. And so as you say, "Thank you, Father, for this thing or that thing that's amazing, that's wonderful, that's so good," you're returning your Father's smile as somebody who follows him already. Or if you're following God the Father already, then here's something else you can do. Here's another way you can return his smile. We can tell other people how our Father has provided for us. So, maybe there's something you're praying about just now, or you have been praying about, and God has helped you through that situation and been with you. And you could say to somebody, do you know what? I've been praying about this as a Christian. And God, my Father, has surprised me by how he's helped me through this. I just want to tell you about this because it just shows me how amazing my Father is. Or maybe somebody at school or a friend or a work colleague. And you've been wondering about what to do about this situation, guidance for the future. And you've been praying about it and it's become clear. And you could say to your friend at school or your work colleague or whoever it is, you could say, "Do you know what? I've been praying for guidance about this. And I just wasn't sure what to do. But you see, God, my Father, he's amazing. And look at what he's done. Let me just tell you." And so as you do that, you return God your Father's smile. And so in these ways, we can say, "Thank you, Father, for the warmth of your smile." But here's the thing. Perhaps you have never returned the Father's smile. Do you know, if you smile at somebody and they don't smile back, that's not really that nice. Sure, it's not. You give somebody a nice smile and they just sort of blank you. Not nice when people blank you. Sure, it's not. Not a nice thing. So, if God the Father has been smiling on you for dear knows how long you've been living in this life, and you've blanked him, there he has been smiling upon you, blessing you in all these ways, and you've just blanked him. Maybe you're blanking him now. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? Imagine blanking God our Father, Him smiling away at you there now. You're just sitting blanking Him. Wouldn't that be terrible? Jen, you think about that. That'd be a terrible thing. So perhaps you've never returned God the Father's smile. You've just blanked Him. Where do you return His smile today? How do you return His smile? It's really simple. You say, thank you, Father, for all the ways you've blessed me. Especially, you've blessed me by sending Jesus to the cross to die for my sins and wipe my slate clean. And Father, I want to respond to that. I want to bring Jesus into my life. I want to trust in His death for me. And by your help, Father, I want to follow Jesus from now on. Is God the Father smiling away at you today, and He's been doing so all your life, and you've just blanked Him? Blanked Him for whatever age you are, you've blanked Him all those years. Please stop blanking Him. Smile back. It's not hard. Smile back at Him. Please. Accept His love by accepting Jesus. You see, we all feel like this, don't we? I want to enjoy the Father's smile. But that's how you can begin. And then how you can continue to enjoy His rich smile every day. Let's take a minute to pray. Father, we're amazed You smile at us, especially if we've been blanking You all of our lives. Thank You, Father, for the warmth of Your smile. Thank You for all the good things You give us. You're the overflowing fountain of all good. Or as James puts it, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. Lord, every good thing, Father, everything that we enjoy comes from You, everything that's good. Thank You for all Your good gifts and blessings. Help us today, Father, if we've blanked You and not returned Your smile, to smile back at You today by trusting in Jesus and thanking You for what He's done on the cross for us. And if we're following Jesus already, will You help us to take time each day, Father, to thank You? And as we do that, may You be pleased as You see the warmth of our smile for You. And this we pray together in Jesus' name.